今天早上这一堂想用这个题目啊，我应该做怎么，我该怎么做才会得救啊，把神放第一啊，来做我们互相勉励。
The topic of our discussion for mutual encouragement of this morning is what do we have to do to be saved? Put God first.
其实我想跟大家分享的是要分享马太福音二十章啊一到这个二十节。
And the Bible passage is from the book of Matthew.
我本来跟大家分享的啊有个题目了。
Initially, I had a topic.
是马太福音二十章一到这个十六节。
Which is in Matthew chapter 20?
Chapter 20, verse 1 to 16.
Verse 1 to 16.
Yeah, 16. Mm-hmm. 那么这个是一个雇工的比喻。
And which is a parable.
Parable of hiring.
Of the hired labor.
那么可是要讲这个之前呢，要讲这个马太福音十九章十六节到三十节。
But before that, we have to study Matthew chapter 19.
因为这个是连贯在一起的。
Because the two are connected.
如果我们看这个马太福音十九章三十节。
If we take a look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 30.
这边就说，去念一下。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 30. But many who are first will be last, and the last first.
那么我再看这个马太福音二十章的十六节。
And now let's take a look at Matthew chapter 20, verse 16.
这是连贯在一起的。
And the two are connected to each other.
所以要完全的了解，是要从这个马太福音的。十九章十六节念起。
So if you want to gain a complete understanding, you have to start with Matthew chapter 19, verse 16.
这个像两道门。
These serve as two gates.
那我们先来讲这个马太福音十九章十六节到三十节。
So we are going to begin with Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 through 30.
好，那在这里记载着有一个人来一个年轻人来问主耶稣说他该怎么做才会得救。
Here is recorded a young man who approached Jesus Christ asking, "What do I have to do in order to be saved?"
我们来念一次，从十六节到三十节。
Let's read it through once from verse 16 to verse 30. Verse 16.
十六节。
Now behold, one came and said to him, "Good teacher, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life?"
十七节。
17. So he said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments."
18.
He said to him, "Which ones?" Jesus said, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness." 19. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. 20. The young man said to him, "All these things I have kept from my youth, what do I still lack?" 21. Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." 22. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. 23. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Assuredly, I say to you that it is harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." 24. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. 25. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, "What then can be saved?" 26. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." 27. Then Peter answered and said to him, "See, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have?" 28. So Jesus said to them, "Assuredly I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel."
29.
And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. 30. But many who are first will be last, and the last first.
一个年轻人他问了一个相当好的问题，我该怎么做才会得救？
A young man approached Jesus and asked a good question, which is, "What should I do in order to get saved?"
这是我们大家应该问的问题。
And this is the same question that we should ask also.
那这圣经上在这里记载他是一个年轻人。
And here the Bible says that this is a young man.
在二十节和二十二节。
In verse 20 and 21.
那相当不错，这个。年轻人还是很有钱的哦。
And we realize that this young man happens to be pretty rich.
啊，既然这么有钱，还竟然有这个心想追求永生，这是很难得了。
And despite his wealth, he still wants to pursue after eternal life. That's pretty hard to get.
那不止这样子，他还遵守神的诫命。
And not only so, he also kept the commandments.
啊，记载在二十节。
In verse 20, it says so.
那还不止这样子啊，他很有追求的心呢、啊。
And not only so, he wanted to pursue after something.
他告诉主耶稣说，他诫命都守了，还缺少什么？
He said, I have kept all these commandments. What else do I need to do?
其实他可以说、啊、我就很好了，不需要再问了。
He could actually say, I'm already doing so great that I don't lack anything.
啊，这是马太福音的描述。
And this is what's recorded in the book of Matthew.
那么再放个书签在这里。
If you put a bookmark here.
我们来看路加福音十八章十八节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18 verse 18.
啊，路加福音十八章十八节。
Luke chapter 18 verse 18.
啊、在这里是记载的同个故事。
And here is the same story recorded once again.
可是不同的描述。
However, it gave a different description.
这里说有一个官啊，问耶稣说啊，良善的夫子啊，我该做什么事才可以啊承受永生
？It says a certain ruler asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit?"
说这个年轻人呢、啊，还是一个官呢、啊。
So we now know this young man is also an official.
好看。这样的人、啊、什么样的都有了，有年轻，有钱，有地位，还要有这个很好的宗教信仰。
So you know, basically, this person lacked nothing. He has money, he has social status, he has a religion that he follows.
我们再看这个马可福音。
Let's now turn to Mark.
第十章。
Verse chapter 10.
啊，在这里描述他的啊这个人。
And here is another description.
啊，在马可福音第十章的十七节。
Mark chapter 10, verse
7. 17节。
哦、oh, 17。
马可福音第十章十七节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 17.
耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前，问他说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？”
17. Now as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?"
这一个人是用跑的来到主耶稣面前呢。
So here is this person running in front of Jesus.
啊，对他来讲，要问这个怎么承受永生，他是很积极的，他是觉得这相当重要的。
In order to ask that one question, "What shall I do to be saved?" So it's an important question.
你可以感觉到他真的很热心呢。
So you know, this is the person with zeal in his heart.
这样子，他还很谦卑啊，他用跪着的来求问耶稣。
And not only so, he was humble too. He knelt before Jesus.
他其实可以站着问耶稣。
He could actually ask his question standing up.
可他对耶稣啊、他的了解对耶稣是这个耶稣是个夫子，是老师。
But he understood Jesus as a good teacher.
啊，他特别尊敬。
And that's why he treated him with respect.
想想看、啊、我们今天、啊、有谁像他这样子
？And let's look at the people nowadays who is able to act in such a way.、
有时候有些人有钱有地位啊，啊，可能没有这个心啊，来追求永生。
Some people may have money, may have social status, but they may not have the heart.
那有追求永生的，又不等于说我们会遵守神的命令。
And even with those who do pursue after eternal life, they may not be able to keep the commandments, or they may not be humble.
他说这一个人呢在我们心中可能什么都有了 比我们可能都还好
So here comes this person who is far better than the rest of us and who seems to possess everything
那么我们翻回来这马太福音
Let's turn back to Matthew
那么主耶稣呢、就跟他讲说、他缺少了一样东西
Here Jesus answered him saying that he does lack one thing
其实主耶稣没有需要跟他讲可是这一个人就说我这些我对人的诫命啊，第五诫到第十诫，主耶稣所提的，他全部都做到了。他说我还缺少什么
？Here Jesus mentioned the first five commandments to this young man, and then he said he had kept them all, and then asked what else.
那主耶稣就回答他的问题啦、啊，就说其实主耶稣可以讲第一诫到第四诫，可是主耶稣这时候啊，就把这个第一诫到第四诫的含义啊，就是爱神胜过一切啊。跟他讲说，你要变卖你所有的来跟从我。
And Jesus responded by saying, by interpreting the first four commandments, which has to do with the love of God. And Jesus interpreted that by saying, you have to give up everything you have, give it to the poor, and then follow me.
那这一个人呢，听了就很忧愁啊。
And then the person felt sorrowful.
那在这里，主耶稣是要告诉我们说， 这个我们人呢，要不是说把全部东西卖掉，我们信主的时候不是说要把我们东西全部卖掉。
And here, from our standpoint, Jesus doesn't necessarily mean that for those of us who believe in Him, we have to sell everything.
啊，这是对大家一个好消息。
This probably is a good news for us.
啊，坏消息呢？
But the bad
news is,
there are still principles we have to keep.
如果哪一天神要把我们一些东西拿去啊，我们不该有怨言。
That if one day God wanted to take possession of everything we have, we cannot complain.
神如果要我们做一些事情呢，应该没有怨言的。
If God wanted us to do something on His behalf, we cannot complain.
好，那这一个人呢，没办法做到。
So here is this young man who is not able to do that.
他的财富神给他恩典了，成为他的绊脚石。
Because he has great possessions, which becomes a roadblock for him.
那么主耶稣为什么这样子跟他讲
？Why would Jesus say such a thing in such a way？
他凭什么？主耶稣凭什么要求人们舍弃一切，把主耶稣放第一
？Why would Jesus request this person to give up everything he has and follow him？
那从上下文来看，我们要去了解主耶稣这样讲呢，其实不是为他自己，是为了这个少年人。
From the context, we understood that Jesus didn't say that for his own sake. Instead, he spoke for the sake of this young man.
第一，回答他的问题的。
First, he answered his question.
那第二呢？主耶稣说：“你若愿意做完全人。”
And secondly, in order for the person to be perfect.
什么叫做完全人？
And what does it mean to be perfect?
这个完全人就是说，这一个人呢，可以得救，完完全全的得救。
It means this person can be saved entirely.
因为他所这个年轻所第一个问题就是说我该怎么做才承受永生？主耶稣就回答他说：“你要做完全人，就是说你要完全得救的话，确定会得救的话，那么你就是要把神放第一了。”
Because the person's question was, "What thing do I have to do in order to have eternal life?" And Jesus answers, "You have to be perfect. And once you are able to accomplish that, then you there is no doubt that you're going to enter into the kingdom."
所以主耶稣跟他讲是要为他好，为他得救。
So Jesus said this in order for him to be saved.
那第三呢？主耶稣跟他讲说：“你可以变卖所有的，分给穷人，就有财宝在天上。”
And thirdly, Jesus said that he has to sell what he has and give to the poor, so that he can have treasure in heaven.
这个变卖这个所有给穷人，不是给主耶稣啊，是给穷人啊。
Jesus did not say sell everything you have and give it to me.
今天在世界上有很多的这个宗教上的骗子。
And there are many cheats in this world.
他们说主耶稣快来了，来，你东西卖给我，便宜卖给我。
They would say, "Well, Jesus is coming, so you better sell your things cheap to me."
主耶稣来，他买那么多干嘛
？And if Jesus is coming, why do they need this?
那主耶稣是叫他说帮助穷人，那有财宝在天上。
But here Jesus commanded this young man to help the poor, so that he can gather treasure in heaven.
那如果这个少年人呢，如果再继续待在那边了，再问彼得所问的问题。
If this young man kept on asking question,
说如果他对主耶稣说，主耶稣，那我全部都卖掉了，我会得什么
？And continue to ask if I sell everything that I have, what am I going to get? And this is recorded in verse 27, which is actually a question of Peter.
那么主耶稣呢就会回答28节和29节。
Then Jesus would have answered in the way as was recorded in verses 28 and 29.
神会给他这个权柄。
That God will grant him power.
这个权柄呢？不是指的说以后审判了，是其实在这世上可以做神的工作。
And this power doesn't necessarily mean what's going to happen in the heavenly kingdom. Instead, it means the power that they are able to possess in order to God's holy work on earth.
29节是讲说在地上呢，他们会得百倍。
And verse 29 says that they're going to receive 100-fold.
那最后呢，还会承受永生。
And in the end, they will inherit eternal life.
所以我们可以看到说，主耶稣讲这一切啊。其实都是为他好啊。
So we knew that everything Jesus said was for the sake of this young man.
当然，有些东西好处没有记载在这里。
Of course, there are certain things that were not recorded here.
比如说，我们如果舍弃一切来跟从耶稣的话
，For example, if we give up everything we have to follow Jesus.
哇，真的会看到，就像这些门徒跟随耶稣，看到主耶稣行的神迹奇事。
Then obviously we will be like the disciples. We will be able to bear witness of the miracles.
可以看到神的作为。
We can see everything that Jesus has done.
可以听到主耶稣讲道。
We can listen personally.
了解神国的奥秘，心灵中得到满足。
We can understand the mystery of life, and then we can be content in our hearts.
最重要的是跟从耶稣啊，还可以体验到 主耶稣对人的爱。
And the most important thing is, if we follow Jesus, we'll be able to experience His love towards others.
就像这个主所爱的门徒啊，他是从头跟到尾。
Just like the disciples that Jesus loved, who followed Jesus from the beginning to the end.
他看到主耶稣是用什么心态走上哥哥他的路上。
And he was able to witness how Jesus walked on this path to Golgotha.
他看到主耶稣的宝血从他肋旁流出来。
And he was able to witness Jesus shedding blood.
怎么来救赎世人。
And how he was able to save the sinners of this world.
这个是没有跟随的人不没法去了解的。
And for those who did not follow Jesus, they would have no way of understanding this.
他们这些人有跟随的到底的心中是多么的喜乐多了满足这是用钱买不到的。
But the contentment of the heart,from those who actually follow Jesus from the very beginning to the end cannot be purchased with money or anything else in this world.
好，那么在这个故事里面
in this story
我们要思考这个主耶稣这样跟他讲
we have to understand and reflect upon what Jesus said.
其实跟其他圣经都没有违背也不是说新的事情了。
And this is not in conflict with any other recordings in the Bible, and it was not new.
比如说，我们从创世纪来看。
For example, if we turn to Genesis.
这挪亚，神造挪亚方舟的时候
，When God commanded Noah to build,
要求说人进到这方舟就可以得救。
And God said that whoever enters into the ark will be saved.
可是那时候也没有下雨，这个。世界上也那么多船，何必进挪亚的方舟呢
？But then there was no rain and there were many boats in the world. Why do they have to enter into this ark?
那圣经记载说，当洪水来的时候，只有八个人得救。
And the Bible recorded that when the flood came, only eight people were saved.
虽然人数很少啊，可是神照样的行他的话语。
Even though there were only this small number of people, but God kept His promise.
所以在那时候要得救啊，人真的要舍弃啊。他们这个观念，我没看见呢，哪有水呢？哪有雨呢
？So in order to be saved, people have to act beyond what their eyes can see.
他们要舍去他们说这个大众为主的观念，就是说这么多人，神怎么会可能会毁灭我们呢
？They have to discard what is called the common sense, and not think.
他们只有八个人，这个神毁灭的话，这个这些只有这些人得救吗？
And they have to stop doubting how come only eight people can be saved.
那后来就是罗德和他太太。
In the end, Rod and his wife.
就是另外一个故事了。
And this is another story.
神告诉罗德说你要跑。
God told Rod you have to run for life.
他要抛弃他的产业，他的家。
He had to leave behind his family, his household, his possessions.
那天使告诉他们说不要往回头看。
And the angel said, don't turn back.
可是他的太太呢虽然在跑啊要逃命了、啊、可他的心啊在他的房子在他世界里面。
But his wife, even though she was holding on to dear life, she could not give up her own possessions.
到最后他死了变成岩柱。
So she was turned into a pillar of salt.
我们再看亚伯拉罕。
And let's take a look at Abraham.
在创世纪二十二章神告诉亚伯拉罕说，你要带你的独生子，你所爱的，来献给我。
Genesis chapter 22 recorded that God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his one and only son Isaac.
那么圣经特别记载着，他早上隔一天早上就很早起来，就带这个以撒去山上要献给神。
And the Bible recorded that Abraham rose early in the morning and took his son so that he's going to sacrifice him.
神没有说哦，你早上起来带以撒去，好够了，考验够了。
And God did not say, well, since you are ready to sacrifice your son, then I have tested you enough.
可是一直到亚伯罕真的要把以撒杀的时候。刀子快到的时候，这个时候神说：“住手！我知道你是敬畏神了。”
Instead, God told him to stop at the very point when the knife was about to fall onto the neck of Isaac.
那时候神把以撒还给他，而且大大祝福他。
At that point, God returned Isaac to Abraham and blessed him greatly.
这三个故事都是我们很了解的故事。
And we are thoroughly familiar with all three of the stories.
从这故事当中，我们可以看到说。人如果没有舍弃，就不能得到更多。
And from the stories, we learn that if we are not ready to sacrifice, then we are not able to gain.
人没办法舍去，其实失去的更多。
If we could not sacrifice, then we lose even more.
啊，主耶稣说啊，人为了自己要救自己的生命啊，他是会失去他的生命。
And Jesus said, in order to save the lives of human beings, that he will sacrifice his own.
不是，人如果要救自己的生命，他会舍去生命。
Oh, in order to gain eternal life, humans will have to lose their lives first.
那要为了这个为主耶稣舍命的。
And for those
那他会得到生命。
Who are ready to sacrifice lives for Jesus Christ, they will gain life.
我们来看这个马太福音十六章二十五节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16, verse 25.
马太福音十六章二十五节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 25.
马太福音十六章二十五节。
Chapter 16, verse 25.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必葬掉生命；凡为我葬掉生命的，必得着生命。
25. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
So we have a concept. We have to save Jesus. That is, we have to die for Jesus, put Jesus first.
So we have to establish the concept that we are ready to lose our life on Jesus' behalf.
But people are just for their own hopes, for their own dreams.为自己享受在活着，这些人会失掉生命。
And for those of us who only live for our own dreams, will lose their life.
他们活的不会有很意，没有很有意义。
Because their lives are of no meaning to them.
而且到最后没法承受永生。
And in the end, there is no eternal life.
所以啊，我们要了解这一点。
So we have to understand this.
那主耶稣他这样讲，其实他有权利。
But Jesus said so with power.
因为他自己。为了我们舍去他一切
because he himself gave up everything on our behalf
他为我们他失去他生命
and he even gave up his own life
死在十字架上
and was crucified and died on the cross
他为了我们办了这个洗脚礼跟我们说这个借洗脚礼要把他的全部所有的跟我们分
and through the establishment of the sacrament of foot washing hemade sure that we would have a part of him.
为了我们，他把他的身体给我们，所以可以让我们有生命。
And for our sake, he gave us his body so that we can have life.
主耶稣没有一样不留给我们的。
There is nothing that Jesus had withheld from us.
他甚至把他王位要跟我们分享。王位 kingship.
Oh, he even shared his kingship with us.
那如果我们没有真的像主耶稣这样子爱他的话
，If we cannot love Jesus in the same way He loves us，
其实这是人生一个很大的悲哀啊。
Then it's a great sadness of our life。
因为你要去体会一个人多么爱你啊，你要去要回报，要反应。
Because in order to understand how a person loves you, you have to be able to reciprocate。
我们在世上看到有一些人很爱一些人。
In this world, we saw some people love others dearly.
可是另外一个人就很残酷的，不反应也不爱。
But the other had no response. He was cruel.
可是我们看到两个人彼此相爱的时候啊，哦，你爱我，我爱你。
But if we see two people truly in love with each other,
啊，真的是很幸福，可以去体会到啊，这个那种满足，那种喜乐。
It's a great happiness, enjoyment.
所以我们真的要去体会主耶稣怎么爱我们，我们要去做这个主耶稣做在我们身上的事情，做在别人身上，也做在他身上。
So in order to understand how Jesus loved us, we have to be able to act in the same way, so that Jesus' love can be revealed through us to other people.
那么想跟大家分享如何来舍己。
Now I want to share with you how to sacrifice ourselves.
这个有几点呢？我做用几些。自己做一些方法来舍己，先跟大家分享一下。
There are a few points I would like for few points I would like to share with you.
啊，首先呢，我们要了解，要舍己啊，把耶稣放第一啊，我们要知道我们所信的是谁。
First, in order to put Jesus first, we have to know who we believe in.
圣经上说神是爱。
And the Bible told us God is love.
我们虽然听过很多故事，主耶稣做了什么事情，可是我们真的有没有了解主耶稣爱着我们呢？
We heard many stories. We knew what Jesus had done, but do we actually know that Jesus loves us?
因为只有在爱中啊，人可以把自己交托给另外一个人。
Because only when we truly love, we would be able to surrender ourselves.
比如说，我们很多人爱钱。
Many of us love money.
你会把这个钱交给陌生人吗
？Are you going to give your money to the strangers?
啊，你会把钱交给一个你可以相信的人，而且很爱你的人，不会把钱拿着跑的人。
I'm sure you will give money to someone you trust, who loves you, and you know for sure this person is not going to covet.
我们的性命比我们钱更重要。我们的性命比我们钱更重要。
Our lives are obviously more important than our money.
如果我们对这个人不了解
，if we don't know anyone,
我们不会把我们的性命交给他的。
We will not sacrifice our love on their behalf.
所以我们想想看呢、啊，反过来看，我们如果没办法把自己交托给主耶稣的话，那么这反应上。就说我们根本对主耶稣不认识。
Likewise, if we are not able to sacrifice or give ourselves up to Jesus Christ, then we don't know Him.
那第二
，Secondly，
啊，如何舍己？就是啊，我们来思考主耶稣为我们舍去什么。
We have to reflect upon what Jesus had done for us.
如果我们有想过的话，我们为主耶稣舍弃的啊，真的太少了啦。
If we do reflect, we would have realized that we sacrificed very little.
我们所有的其实像粪土一样。
Everything we had is of no significance.
主耶稣为我们舍去的多的太多了。
Jesus, on the other hand, sacrificed much more.
他给我们的是永恒的。
What he gave us is eternal.
他给我们的比我们给他的还有价值。
And what he gave us is by far more meaningful and valuable than what we were able to give to him.
可是有一东西。有个东西是我们有的
，But there is one thing that we do have，
就是我们个人的自主权
，Which is our
sovereignty。
Sovereignty，
神给每个人这个选择
，It's a everybody's choice。
我们愿不愿意来选择耶稣呢
？Are we willing to choose Jesus？
第三
，Three，
如何舍己？就是我们在全部的事情上啊，我们要以爱来做。
Had to do with doing everything in our lives with love。
因为借着所做的事情有爱啊，我们会去了解神。
Because if there is love in everything we do, then we will be able to draw closer.
就像这个百夫长的信心。
As in the case of the faith of the centurion.
为什么这百夫长的信心那么大
？Why does he have such great faith？
啊，他说啊，告诉主耶稣说，你不用来我家，只说这一句话，我的病人，我的仆人就好了。
He said, "You don't have to come to my household. You just have to say the word, and
因为啊，我是在人的手下，人家说什么话，我就做什么。
Because I work under other people, and I follow their commands.
那么有别人在我手下，我叫他做什么，他也做什么。
And there are also those under me, and I can command them.
说他的信心其实来自于他通常生活中的顺服。
So his faith came from his daily life, his obedience.
我们要了解神在乎我们每个事情是不是真的为他而做，用爱心来做。
In order to understand God, we have to be able to do things on God's behalf.
啊，第四
，fourth，
啊，如何舍己？就是我们思考下，我们东西到底是谁的
？And we have to reflect upon our own possessions. Who exactly did we get those from?
其实只是我们信主信久了，知道说这是从神来的。
For those of us who have believed long, we knew everything we have is from God.
神给我们生命、机会、才干来赚钱。
God gave us life, gave us opportunities, gave us abilities so that we can make money.
神也给我们神选召我们来信主。
He also called on us so that we believe in Him.
那我们其实只是个管家而已。
We assume the status of the stewardship.
如果我们有这种态度的话，那很自然的，我是管家，那神要拿去，当然我就给他了。
And if we have that attitude, then whatever we have, we know is God, and He can take it at His will.
最后，如何来舍己
？And in the end, how to sacrifice ourselves?
我们来看这个马太福音十九章。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 19.
十九章的二十六节。
Verse 26.
耶稣看着他们说：“在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。”请念一下十九章十六节。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 26. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible."
舍己啊，是相当难做的事情。
It's not easy to sacrifice ourselves.
对这个财主来讲呢，这是 不可能的事情。
In the eyes of this young man who has great wealth, it was impossible.
所以呢，主耶稣说了，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
So that's why Jesus said with this man it's impossible, but with God.
这是为什么神给我们圣灵？
And that's why God granted us Holy Spirit.
在《使徒行传》第一章的第八节啊，说圣灵降在你们身上，会给你们能力。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says that when the Holy Spirit descended on you, it will grant you power.
那在罗马书第五章第五节，圣经上记着说，神把他的爱啊，借着圣灵啊，浇在我们心中。
And in Romans chapter 5 verse 5, it says that God gave us love through the downpouring of His Holy Spirit.
所以，当我们被圣灵充满的时候，很自然的，我们很愿意去做。
So when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we're willing naturally to do whatever is commanded to us.
那现在问题是说，我们有没有被圣灵充满
？But the question is now if we are actually filled with the Holy Spirit.
那到最后你会说，我真的要做吗
？And in the end, we have to ask ourselves the question: Are we going to do so?
我真的要被圣灵充满吗
？Do we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
我们来看主耶稣给他最后的结论，给这个三十节这个故事的结论。
Let's read verse 30, which is the conclusion of the story.
马太福音十九章三十节。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 30.
然而有许多的在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
30. But many who are first will be last, and the last first.
这句话是什么意思
？What does this sentence mean?
三十节是说许多的在前，就是这个在第一个在前是指着说这故事的前面是由这个少年人开始的。
Many who are first here refer to really this young man at the beginning of the story.
那他要在后，这是主要说在信仰上啊，他在后面的了。
And the last first, but will be last means in terms of his faith and his religious belief, he really amounts to last.
所以这个少年人其实是相当不错。我们刚提到说他很谦卑。这个有这么有钱，可是他追求永生，他拥有这一切的，都比我们还好。
So this person was a decent man in the eyes of humans because he had everything and he followed the commandments.
可是呢，主耶稣给他一个评语，他在信仰上是在后面的。
But the conclusion drawn by Jesus is in terms of faith, he was among the last.
因为他没有舍去一切，把神放第一。
But because he's not able to give up everything and put God first.
那后面说在后的将要在前，这在后的是指这故事的发展，后面出来的人就像这个门徒啊、彼得啊，他们是后面的，可是他们要在前面。
And the last first really referred to the disciples of Jesus, who even though they came later, in terms of faith, they were amongst the first.
在信仰上他们是跑在前面的。
When it comes to their religious beliefs, they were in the leading position.
因为他们舍去一切
，because they are willing to sacrifice everything, and they did, and they put God first.
那你会问说，那我在后又怎么样
？But you probably would ask, well, does it matter if I'm among the last?
我们看这个二十章的十六节。
Let's take a look at chapter 20, verse 16.
在后的呢没有被选上，在前的呢被选上。这个十六节最后一句话
，16 says, "So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen."
很多人都被这个很多人被招了，可是少数人被选上。
So this means many people were called upon to follow Jesus Christ, but only a few of them would make it.
所以大家都被招来跑这个信仰的路程。
So many of us are called on so that we can start running this journey.
可被选上的人少，就是说神只选那个前面的。
But only those who are running in the front were picked in the end.
那如果人没被选上会怎么样呢
？But what's going to happen to those who have not been chosen?
我们看马太福音二十二章的十四节。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 22 verse 4.
我们看从十三节念起。
Let's begin with verse 13.
马太福音二十二章十三节。二十二章，马太福音。
Matthew chapter 22, verse 13.
到十四节。
Through verse 14.
于是王对使唤的人说啊，捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外边的黑暗里，在那边必要哀哭切齿了。十四节。
14.
因为被招的人多啊，选上的人少。在这里是主耶稣讲一个比喻啊，就是这个婚宴的比喻。
So here is another parable that Jesus has given.
很多人都来参加这个婚宴了。
Many people came to attend the banquet.
可是呢，有些人被拒绝了，被丢到黑暗里面。
But many were refused and thrown to the outside.
这些人没有被选上，可是这些人有被招。
They were not chosen, even though they were called.
他们是在黑暗里面哀哭切齿。
And then there will be weeping and gnashing in the darkness.
所以我们可以了解说，我们大家谦卑，大家很热心。也追求永生，这是好的。
So we know it's good that we're humble, we are zealous, and we want to pursue after eternal life.
虽然我们很多人有世上有很多事情很忙着。
Even though we're busy with our worldly lives.
我们大家都可以抽空来参加聚会。
But we spend the time to attend the services.
可是我们千万不要像这个年轻人。
But do not be like this young man.
他就是舍不得。
Because he couldn't sacrifice.
不能把主耶稣放第一。
He could not put Jesus first.
所以他在信仰上是最后不能得救。
So he is amongst the last when it comes to his faith, and he will not get saved.
当然了，我很希望他以后呢可以悔改，可以把神放第一。
Obviously, I hope that he will repent and be able to eventually put God first.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Now we are going to sing a hymn.
380首。
380.